The sound of an ice cream truck is a familiar tune to most Americans. It's summer, the ice cream truck makes summer cool, and that's the topic of the day in this new episode of the Mayoan Podcast. In the 1800s, the ice cream delivery industry exploded. The technology of hand-cranked ice cream machines advanced, making it much easier to make sundaes at home. But for the urban poor who couldn't afford the fresh ingredients to make ice cream at home, immigrant street vendors came to the rescue. Freshly arrived and with limited job prospects, these innovators used their culinary skills to capture the American dream, selling frozen treats from carts filled with ice cream. In the 1860s, thousands of New York City street vendors sold penny licks and ice cream sandwiches to crowds. They were really the first ice cream trucks. They made ice cream a street food. By this time, fast food restaurants like hamburgers and hot dogs had already infiltrated the menus of America's growing suburbs. Meanwhile, the automobile industry led by Henry Ford was exploding. For Harry Bird, an American confectioner, combining these national trends, fast food, and cars was a no-brainer. In 1920, Bird invested in 12 refrigerated trucks to distribute them around the city. Today, the ice cream man has been doing essentially the same thing for hundreds of years, exciting the crowds with familiar products in different colors, flavors, and shapes. As for me, the next time I go to the US, I plan to try the Choco Taco or the Cookie and Ice Cream Bar. That's a wrap for today. Stay tuned for another episode of the Mayoan Podcast, the only podcast to explain what's being said and what's happening only in America.